Let's start it, Howie. Let's start it.
Yo, you're lucky that I'm still trying to upload news stories to my phone because it looks like Ed Reed is about to get released.
Oh, I wanted to surprise you with that.
Oh, you're going to get me on that.
I know your love of black men with poofy hair. Ed Reed is gone in Houston. There's no about to. Ed Reed's ass is out in Houston. There's your Papa's football podcast scoop.
Well, hopefully they bring him back to Baltimore, man.
He'll go through the wires, and I don't know if Baltimore brings him back. He seems like something of a cancer. Seems like something of an ass.
You know, I mean, he's partly responsible for the ring that they're wearing right now.
Well, given they've had such a decline in their leadership, supposedly, yeah. It would be funny if dirty black Santa Claus did come back to the team and showed the kids what's up. That would be funny, actually, if he wound up there and turned their season around. If he did that, that would be an amazing story. I mean, literally amazement.
I mean, because my roommate is a big Ravens fan. He's already, like, proclaiming it a turnaround off of Sunday's game against the Bengals.
It is not. It's absolutely not. But if the Ravens do limp into the playoffs this year, they could make some noise. Before we continue, you're listening to Papa's Football Podcast. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by Howard Flood. PFpod.com, that's the show's website. Go there. You find a new episode every week, as well as the iTunes subscription link. Please subscribe, give us a high rating, tell your friends about the iTunes link, and last but not least, Pro Football Pod on Twitter, at Pro Football Pod. I live tweet a bunch of games, typically.
Check out our power rankings.
Choke on my drool.
On Thursdays, we release power rankings every week.
Every Thursday. They're actually doing pretty well on Reddit. If you're a Reddit listener, we love you. We'll send you each an individual cat photograph for your fanship.
But what makes our power rankings better is we only rank the 12 teams that we think right now would be in a position to compete in the playoffs.
Well, I'm not trying to shit on the competition, and they really aren't competition because it's kind of like the competition between the Yankees and the Sox before 2004.
Right.
But Christ almighty, did you read PFT's Pro Football Talk's Week 10 power rankings? It's like a sentence each.
And who the fuck cares who's better between Tampa Bay and Jacksonville? I mean, yeah, they both won this week. Oh, what are you going to do in your power rankings for those two teams?
They still left Jacksonville at 32. They didn't give a shit. They're like, well, I guess they would have gotten out of the cellar, but the Bucks won too, so they're still here.
Whatever. Why even waste your time writing something about it? Though it is fun to talk about them.
I don't know, man. There is something to discuss about that game from last night, namely the Dolphins losing to the Bucks, I think in no small part because they're down two of their five starting offensive linemen.
And it's just a soap opera swirling around a mediocre clubhouse.
We're of course referencing the Richie Incognito Jonathan Martin saga, which has, since we last spoke about it on the show, where at that point it was kind of I guess just football people talking about it, it's now national news.
This is a platform for bullying now, like with school children, et cetera. Like this is going to be.
I thought that at first because I hate Richie Incognito. I do think yeah. He's a piece of shit. The more I've learned about the situation, especially if you watch that Glazer interview he did.
Yeah.
And I listened to that. And also, Jay Glazer, you're a piece of shit. Like, I love how he was able to hop on his soapbox and be like, oh, no white man ever should be saying that word. How do you even look at yourself? Nigger, there, I'm looking at my reflection in the mirror right now. It's beautiful, Jay.
Wow.
I'll say it again. Keeps my teeth white, just like Paul Mooney once said.
On a related note, I'm looking for a new co-host for the show.
Whatever. We lost our BET radio syndication package right there. Richie explained, and I'm kind of back on his side to some extent. I get Martin being a sensitive character, sensitive sort, and there is a sort of team or pack mentality that guys like that, I count myself among the ranks, by the way. I'm not speaking as an outsider. There is a lot of buying into program stuff that sometimes, if you're more introspective and you like being an individual, you don't care to be a part of. I've worked at radio stations where there are just raving egomaniacs and they run the whole place and it's all buy into their cult type shit. And I frankly was not happy with any of that.
Or otherwise they're going to make it harder on you.
Exactly. You either fall in line with their program and you're kind of their friend, but you never really know. You know, you're one fuck up away from not being their friend.
Hey, Johnny, go bring me a fork.
Yeah. Or or you don't fall in line, and then it's just kind of an openly rancorous place to be, and it's not a fun environment to work in. That said, I don't even know if Martin can pull that. Like, he and Incognito sent thousands upon thousands of texts to each other. That's not something you do with a guy you're at odds with, unless it's every text back is stop harassing me, stop harassing me. It sounds like they were friends, and Christ knows the horrible shit friends call each other. We make ass fucking jokes because I'm Greek. I call you like half chink, even though you're Korean. It doesn't even apply. It's just those are signs of friendship in a lot of ways, man.
Here's the thing that you got to be careful with the story on. Martin is not the one who put the leak out about.
Apparently not. Yeah. Like Incognito again during the interview said he hits up Martin. He's like, "What's going on?" And Martin's response is, "Dude, I wish I could tell you. I really didn't put this out there."
And he's just like, I do not blame you personally. I think Martin, like, the biggest thing from Incognito is that he has a text from Martin saying, where Martin said, I do not blame you personally. And the fact is, like, Incognito, despite his checkered history, ended up as a member of the team leadership council among the players.
Yeah.
Which is absurd. Absurd considering.
Well, there's also footage of, like, him out with, which of the Pouncies do they have? Marquise?
I forget.
They got one of the Pouncey brothers, and he's just screaming, like, Pouncey, that's my nigga. And, like, Pouncey's just there, like, smiling, like, yeah. Like, obviously, he was horribly offended by being called that.
No, it's – I think the Dolphins are trying to throw him under the bus because he's an easy target due to his checkered history. And the media is just biting on that hook.
It sounds like it goes all the way up. They're like, hey, leadership council, get these guys in line underneath you.
Yeah, I don't know which coaches said that, but I think it starts from – the general manager, and people forget this, but that Dolphins general manager is the asshole who asked
Ireland,
Dez
right?
Bryant when Dez Bryant was going through the draft. He said to him, hey, so he's the one who asked Dez Bryant, like, was your mother a crack whore? And it's just like, where in an interview process for anybody is that appropriate? And who the fuck in Miami ownership thought that they could keep that guy? Because to me, anytime you have somebody who's conducting job interviews, who asks a prospective employee, can you please explain your mother's arrest record and then her ex-boyfriend that you knew since he was a pimp and your mother used drugs? Can you tell me, was your mother a prostitute for drugs? You cannot ask people that.
Well, it's
you just
well-known fact those crack babies have a hell of a 40 time.
But it's so offensive. I'm just like, you have to fire the guy who asked that question at the interview. Why the fuck has he been running that organization for the last 3 years?
I think no one would say he's running it well.
Dez Bryant earned like $50 million points for me when he didn't like reach across the table and punch that guy in the face. Because that's what you do when somebody asks you that. He waited till after the draft to come out and be like, hey, listen, I had a real problem with this one part of the process
the
of becoming an NFL
question.
Player.
Did anyone else get that? Was it just me?
So fuck the Dolphins organization from GM down at least.
Dude, I've fucked the Dolphins ever since the Marino days, the way they never gave him shit and just let that beautiful god of a man struggle in that pit of a team and never get his fucking ring. Marino doesn't have a ring. Just sleep on that for a while. Disgusting. Disgusting to me. Getting to the actual game talk, though, the only thing I walked away with from that game last night, I've felt this every time I've watched Tannehill. I actually like the dude as a quarterback.
He's interesting. He's going to be an interesting quarterback because he's still learning the position. He only had a few starts in college.
If nothing else, with the Dolphins, I think they are set at that position for a long time.
He beat Luck this season.
Next week, he will get Theismann because I said that. But
I mean, well, I guess it's not that impressive that Tannehill beat Luck considering who was the backup quarterback for the Rams that just walloped.
Oh, oh, damn it. What's his, is it Keelan
Clemens?
Clemens?
I think it's Clemens.
Because there's Casey Keenum and then Keenan Clemens. It's horrible. It's just a trap if you're drunk in the bar to sound like an idiot as you discuss football.
I mean, that, what about that? You want to talk about that Rams game? How they absolutely pummeled Indianapolis?
Yeah, one of the games was close, but two of the guys who had seemingly righted their seasons and planted the flag saying, hey, postseason, here we come. San Francisco and Indianapolis both went down at home this week. San Fran, admittedly, I think by a point at the end.
They didn't score a touchdown, though.
Yeah, it was three field goals versus field goal and touchdown by your Panthers. And Indy blown out by the Rams. I mean, by like
shellacked.
End of third quarter type, just buried.
And here's
38-6, was that the final?
I still think, yeah, as bad as Indy played this week at home, compared to San Fran, I would still take Indy over San Fran. Not just because Indy killed San Fran head-to-head earlier this season, but...
38-8, by the way.
That was 38-8 this weekend, yeah. That's how bad Indy got beat. But when they played each other earlier this season, Indianapolis beat San Fran in San Fran 27-7.
Not just that. I think... I don't put much credence, really, in the occasional blowout loss. Happens to the best of us.
Here's my explanation for why it happened against the Rams. Jeff Fisher is actually, believe it or not, a good football coach.
He has his moments.
But what he wants out of football, and I know you don't like this style of play, but you remember when Tennessee made the Super Bowl?
Yes, and they lost by like a foot. And yeah. Up till then, it was the best Super Bowl I'd ever seen. I was literally like, oh my God, did you see that? Did you see what just happened? I think it was like the first Super Bowl really in my lifetime that wasn't a blowout. And since then, like 4 out of 5 are good.
Yeah.
It's been rare. Great. Yeah.
But there was that, I remember that moment when, I forget the receiver's name, Dyson. I think it was Dyson,
wasn't
it? I
don't remember.
It? Held the ball out.
I thought it was Eddie George. I wasn't paying attention, really.
There's that existential crisis as you hold the ball. Like, you see him as he's holding the ball out. And you just, like, you freeze frame that moment.
No, you just he's probably like, I wish I could pop my arm out of its socket.
Yeah.
And rip any ligament I got left to fling it over. Like, he's trying to pull a Mr. Fantastic.
You can see it in his eyes, though.
He's just like, no.
It's all I got, and it ain't good enough.
Yeah. Oh.
All embodied in one look.
That was a good one. God, that was a good fucking game.
Oh, man. But, yeah, so the style of play of that Tennessee team was, we're going to run the ball, control the clock, play defense, and go for some home run passes. And that's exactly what happened this weekend.
By the way, you act like I don't really care for that. I'm good with it as long as it works. It's just, it's so stacked against it in the NFL nowadays, I feel.
Yeah.
It really, the NFL's rules are just like, we want a quarterback league. We know what gets the chicks playing fantasy. So, Drew Brees, we love you.
I mean, it's interesting because Bradford's out now. So, like, the Rams are having to go to, like, hey, we're desperate. We're going to try anything that works. Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's funny they schlacked the Colts, like you said, but I will not forget them for failing, or will not forgive them for failing to take out the Seahawks. That broke my heart 2 weeks ago.
Hey, man, that was Clemens' first game as starter, right?
Was it?
I thought he came in the previous game.
I thought it was the second game. I didn't realize he hadn't started the first.
Yeah. No, that was end of Bradford's season and possibly... I don't know. I don't think the Rams should keep Bradford. He costs too much, in my opinion.
What is he a year for them?
See, what stinks is he came in... When he came in, that was right before the collective bargaining agreement came in.
Oh, he was that last, like, hey, you're a rookie quarterback. Here's $65 million. Yeah. The Porsche made of gold.
Because this is what happened. Like, the reason... All right, go back to Peyton Manning getting cut by the Colts. The reason that happened is he got a new contract when Sam Bradford was signed, because when Sam Bradford was signed...
It actually beat out Peyton Manning's contract. Think about that.
Yeah. So Jim Irsay, as much as you can make fun of him, actually said, this is not right for a number one draft pick in the NFL who's done nothing in the NFL to get more money than Peyton Manning. I'm going to give Peyton Manning a big-ass pay raise.
And now they get, what, it's like 5.5 a year or something? So, like the... Andrew Luck, I think, is 5.5 a year right now or something
flip
like that.
Flip it to Cam Newton, who's the quarterback now for the Panthers. He's making like 5 a year. And, you know, that's why they have this stacked defense that just shut down the Niners, because they can afford that. Whereas the Rams are like having to build despite Sam Bradford's contract.
The
so.
South is getting interesting because the fucking Falcons, who you know I despise, they do nothing in the postseason. So I'm happy they got the fuck out of everyone's way early this year. Fuck them and their creepy looking coach. Looks like a child molesting priest. Was it Mike Smith?
Yeah.
Oh God, creepy looking gray bastard. I hate him. Carolina and New Orleans have, I believe, both of their games left. Am I wrong on that?
Wait, what's that?
Carolina and New Orleans Saints. They have both of their games left, right?
I think so, yeah.
So like that division totally up for grabs.
Oh, I wouldn't go there. Wow, you're really bought into the Panthers suddenly, aren't you?
Dude, Panthers are one game behind. You get one win on New Orleans, suddenly you're tied with the tiebreaker, so you're actually ahead.
They got to do it in their first matchup, which, I mean, I don't think the Panthers are ready for their first go-round with the Saints. I'd lean towards the season sweep.
I haven't
Maybe
seen
the
enough
Panthers
of their defense.
The
their defense is like what vintage Ravens and Steelers defenses were supposed to be.
It's just... From what I've seen with the Saints, you have to be able to match up with Jimmy Graham in order to like slow down that offense.
He's been banged up lately, though. Am I wrong?
Well, I just want to see. I don't know enough about who on Carolina's defense can stop that high quality of pass catching tight end. I just want to see it. Like, I'll believe it when I see it. And you never know till it happens. Like, I didn't know that Aqib Talib was able to cover Jimmy Graham like that until New England actually played the Saints. And then, I mean, Jimmy Graham had a good first half against the Jets, but he was relatively well locked down in the second half when the Jets managed to beat the Saints. I mean, it was a crazy game.
I'm happy the Jets are back this week, by the way. I love them.
You just missed the man.
I have a weird affinity for them this season. I can't explain it. They're playing the Bills. I wonder if they actually snap their evens odd type win pattern and go up 6-4.
I think they could because, yeah, it's... Yeah.
Bills certainly suck shit this year. Good Lord. Your boy's the agent. His client, EJ Manuel.
Yeah, no, I mean...
Not doing so hot. Finally, I think he's like back on the field since what week? How long has that guy been out?
Since the Thursday night game against Cleveland. It's been a little more than, what, 4 or 5 weeks?
I haven't seen a game with him in.
Yeah, I guess this was his first week back last week, which...
Oh, was he back?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I thought he was coming back this week.
But still, like, you know, it's a setback, so it's the rematch between the rookie quarterbacks, but Geno's been on the field, EJ hasn't. It's hard for me to believe that the Bills are going to come out a winner in that, but hey, two rookie quarterbacks, you never know what's going to happen.
Could be fun. Not talking games, the other bit of drama this week, because I always like, not so much a human interest thing, but just something away from the scores and where the team's going. Roethlisberger reportedly thinks coming to a head with the Steelers. If you did not hear this, it was announced at some point during the week that both the Steelers might be cutting Roethlisberger end of the season and that Roethlisberger had been kind of, I guess, pushing for this to happen and is looking at other teams. Obviously, both parties have come out and said, that's a load of shit. We want Ben. Ben's like, I love it here. Clearly, he doesn't, though. They had a lot of success. I believe 3 Super Bowl trips for the guy. 06, 09, and 11. Something like that. Yeah. They haven't matched it since. Since that season after the Super Bowl where they went 8-8 and they axed Arians. I know it sounds
They've
like
They've been struggling.
The ghetto listeners go, axed them what? But I'm... Sorry.
Jeez.
Oh, come on. Yeah. That's the one that crossed the line. Not my naked N-bomb earlier. I'm just like, here's a white man speaking the word nigger.
Oh, man.
Yeah, man. What do you think happens? This is because to me, the Steelers haven't been the Steelers for a while now. There was a time where the Steelers were in that same breath as the Patriots. You're just talking, really, it's an off year. Those guys aren't in the postseason. And now what have they done since? This year, horrific. I believe 3-6 currently. Had to beat the Bills just to get there this week.
They got to really hit reset on the whole franchise. I think that defense has gotten old enough where they even need to let Dick LeBeau go just so he can, at his like late stage of life, go to a
71,
team.
72?
He needs to be able to go to a team where they have the talent for him to quickly get that defense up to speed for a championship. Because I just think that roster's too old already. They need to start over on defense, and he's not
years
a redeveloper.
That they're like, the Steelers are too old. And then it's like the Yankees. Yankees were too old 5 goddamn years ago.
But you're too old in baseball. It's not a contact sport, man.
Exactly. You can be too old in baseball, and it's like you're not getting the shit beaten out of you once a week to remind you you're too old.
Yeah. What? You can only play 5 days a week now because you're old.
Your knees and elbows in baseball might calm down enough where you have a nice little run.
Looks like you're playing DH for half the games this season.
Exactly. At almost any age, you can kind of... It takes a long time before everything's robbed in baseball from you. Christ, they were looking to cut Big Poppy like, what, 4 or 5 years ago. They're like, his production's down. The guy's still got a little gas in the tank, I'm guessing. Football, on the other hand, you lose one step, you're fucked. That's it.
Mm.
So one step, you go from Ray Lewis to Ray Lewis.
My take on Roethlisberger is I would like to see him play for another team to prove to everyone that he's not a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback.
I'm with you 100%, by the way. I'm not saying that the Steelers are wrong and they're picking the wrong dude to shit on in this situation. I really don't like the size of his contract. I too believe he was the product of a pretty decent system. It's exactly to me like an Eli and a Flacco type scenario.
Right.
Where it's like, do I get this guy and I think my team is turned around? Fuck no. Fuck no. The guy did well because all the parts around him were firing. He's good. He's mildly above average in the league.
Yeah, it's one of those things that where those three quarterbacks you just mentioned were on teams with high-end defenses at the time of championships.
Yes, they're supposed to be disruptive defense and good running teams. I've literally described the same team, just three different names.
Yeah.
They're all supposed to have that formula.
And what do you know? Now that all three of those quarterbacks are expected to carry the load on offense?
Yeah, shocker.
All losing records. Yeah. Yeah, in their combined winning percentage, like 333. I think they're all 3-6 right now.
Are the Ravens 3-6? I thought they were like 4-6.
Oh, they're 4-6 now. Yeah, you're right.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, they had the extra game.
So like 350 or something pretty shitty. But yeah, the other two, you're talking 3-6 teams.
No,
I don't know, man. They think he could, Roethlisberger could go to Arizona following Arians out. I don't know if Palmer's having that bad a season.
He's just getting, he's much older, I think.
Palmer's had, what, 34?
But he had that horrible knee injury. So for him, I think
he's never been the same after. Yeah. I don't know. I personally, again, I could care less if the Steelers fall into the fucking sea. I'm a bit of a socialist like that. So anyone with six rings can eat my asshole. But it's weird seeing what's going on.
I think they just need to start over. Like, Tomlin needs to go. Haley needs to go. And Roethlisberger needs to go. Like, you need a fresh start for everybody. Even LeBeau and the defense. Just send those guys to a place where they can actually compete, because it's not going to be in Pittsburgh next season, and potentially not even the season after that either. So
Let's wrap up the game talk from the previous week. Lions, have they wrapped up the North? As far as you're concerned, they sweep the Bears. First time since 07.
I mean, it's going to be tough with backup quarterbacks in Chicago and Green Bay. I mean, at least Chicago's backup quarterback played and learned the offense this preseason.
You didn't mention the Vikings. Why? Why didn't you mention the Vikings?
I mean, after beating the fucking Redskins, you would think that they were suddenly in the playoff hunt.
Fuck them both. Fuck them both. Put them on the Viking sex boat and sink it like the Titanic. I don't give a shit for either of those teams. Fuck the Skins. Fuck AP. Let them all go.
Hey, man, Detroit's Detroit. Like, they could just walk into Pittsburgh this weekend and just blow it. Would that surprise you?
Not in the least. Are you kidding me? So, not in the goddamn least.
It's Detroit's division to lose, but come on, man. It's Detroit.
Unlike most teams, that means something. Most times you say that and it's just a cop out, like, okay, it's just their division. You say it with Detroit, it means something. It's Detroit's division to lose, .. and they very well may. That's how that statement plays out.
So they'd better. I mean, with Rodgers out, and I actually got to complain about Green Bay a little bit. Like, their GM should be fired too. So I'm saying right now, you got to fire the GM for the Dolphins and you got to fire the GM for Green Bay. Because how the fuck did Aaron Rodgers not have a backup ready to go for the entire preseason?
Blows my mind. They had, who's his tits?
Matt Flynn?
No. Vince Young. They had Vince Young there for like 2 seconds, who apparently looked really good in preseason, and he was gone. And like, that was an open question. Like, a lot of people. It's one thing where the real football nerds are like, well, if he had read the cosine of the touchdown factor, yada, yada. But, I mean, everyone was like, dude, you got no one behind fucking discount double check. What are you doing?
And it's baffling that they bring Seneca Wallace as if, I mean, he's a veteran. He might be able to sort of pick up plays, but he had no experience running McCarthy's offense. So, I mean, what? Now they're going to bring in Matt Flynn? Is he going to save the day?
Like, yeah, and then the initial guess with Rodgers' cracked collarbone, they're like, well, maybe 3 weeks. And literally, I remember Florio was on the site. He's like, yeah, if you just Google cracked collarbone, they say 4 to 6 weeks recovery time. And then a day later, the pack came out and was like, yeah, he's out 4 to 6 weeks.
So their season's done, basically.
It ain't good. It's not a good sign, man. It's another year that his ass is out for just a bit of time, and it makes all the difference.
That team was 5-2 when he went down. 5-2, and now they're not going to make the playoffs, and they really, I think, could have with the running game finally resurrected in Green Bay.
Lacy's good, man.
Yeah.
Oh, getting back to shit running backs for a split second. Fuck Trent. They're not Trent. God damn it. Who am I thinking of? Third round pick, or third pick, first round. last year.
Yeah, Trent Richardson.
Oh, it is Trent Richardson. Yeah. Okay. Fuck me for second guessing myself. Yes, it is Trent Richardson. The guy sucks shit. Jim Brown, running back, prognostication god.
Yeah, and what's funny is like he went to the same school as Eddie Lacy. Eddie Lacy looks unbelievably good right
now.
So
much better. Yeah. And you can't blame it at all on the quarterback now. They both have great quarterbacks. And at least serviceable lines.
No, Lacy ran for 150 yards against Chicago after Aaron Rodgers went down. So I think he can actually play with guys who don't even know the offense.
Fucking A, man. Fuck, it now looks like the Colts literally just flushed a first-round pick for nothing.
I mean, he's still a goal line. He's still a goal line threat. I mean, that's, I guess that's something.
He is like well under 3 yards per carry, I believe, Trent Richardson.
It's pretty close to three.
Is it? Is it? I thought it was like 2.38 or something like that. I thought it was under 2.5. I could be wrong. I mean, the guy is shit.
Well, you know, he's not the one who gave up like 30 to the Rams last week. There's other problems with that team.
I guess, man. NFC East cluster fudge, since we don't swear on this show. You got your Giants, third win in a row, taking it to 3-6, now tied with the Skins for the bottom, but only, I believe, I don't know the tiebreakers, but on wins and losses, a game and a half out of first for both of them.
They're each one game in the loss column behind
Philly and Dallas. The other two teams, Philly and Dallas, are 5-5, with Philly going in the right direction, Dallas surrendering 40 first downs, NFL record.
When I heard 40 first downs, I was like, both teams?
Yeah.
That's my initial reaction when I saw that number.
Of all the games this week that were on, the Saints-Cowboys is the one I tapped out on the fastest, because lately my Sunday night trick is I'll watch one of those games till 9. I'll watch Sunday night till 9, Boardwalk Empire 9 to 10. That usually gets me to halftime, and then I'll sneak in Kenny Powers 10 to 10:30. And I'm able to come in with like 2 minutes into the third quarter, and most of the game intact. I was flipping occasionally from Boardwalk Empire. They're down like 3 touchdowns like that. I was like, oh, thank God. I can actually watch this show in peace for once. I'll stick around for Hello Ladies, too. Fucking Cowboys, man. Nothing. I wish I could just get like a NFL package that was like Cowboys getting their dicks kicked in for 16 weeks.
Well, that would be worth it. Let's see what they do in the second round of games against the rest of the NFC East competition. I'm pretty curious about who's going to come out.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I don't give a shit if they win the East. They're going to do nothing in the postseason.
It's probably not the Cowboys, but somebody could win the wild card round game out of the NFC East. I still believe that one of those teams can at least make it to the divisional round. Because, I mean, like, what if they're hosting San Fran? Like, what if you're hosting San Fran is, like, the number two wild card or number one wild card? Like, I have serious doubts about the ability of the San Fran offense to frankly score. I mean, they do worse against good defenses, so, you know, Colin Kaepernick could probably throw for 400 yards against Dallas, but I just think that Dallas could win a home game against like whichever sloppy NFC teams take up the wild cards, because right now I think it's looking like San Fran and Carolina, are those like the current ones at the season end today?
Yeah. I mean, I know it's San Fran, and Carolina is what, 5-3?
They're 6-3.
6-3.
And then you got the Bears at 5-4. I mean, that's another team where it's like, what, these teams are definitely going to beat Dallas if they played in Texas? I don't think so. I just think the whole NFC. Yeah, what?
I'd definitely say Carolina in their current form, from what I've heard. Again, I really haven't gotten a chance to watch them. I would like to do so, and we'll get to it in a second. Apparently we will get to next week. They are, I think, the Monday night game, correct? Yes, they are hosting New England.
I'm just saying, it will be a close game. That's a defensive oriented squad right now. Cam Newton is not like where he needs to be in order to, you know, mastermind and offensive system. I mean, right now that team is defense with a little bit of offense. Like, he's getting better, but he's not at the point yet where like Tony Romo should be afraid of keeping up with Cam Newton.
I'm gonna let the silence fall on that for a second. Just think. Let's just get to the games coming up. We got I know the last few weeks I have been really rallying around just how bad the games have been. I'm like, oh, it's that part of the season where the luster's worn off. You know, when you got a young kid.
You were fucking wrong last week, because last week's games were fucking awesome.
They turned out great. I'll give you that. This week, pardonnez-moi. This week, however, I think there's like 5-6 games right off the bat. I don't even care how they turn out. Just the matchups, the playoff implications, the teams involved, all that shit look amazing. Colts at Titans, vaguely interesting. It's divisional.
Get out of here. I'm not watching
that
crap.
It's not in my list. I'm literally going start to finish through all the games.
And we can just do those.
Dude, we can do like a 2-sentence summary like we all did right there. Ravens at Bears. You seem to like this one because you, for some reason, have a mild chub on for the Bears. Don't get why. Well, but
look, the NFC sucks. So like the Bears have a pretty solid chance of making the wild card. Like that means very little in the NFC. I don't see anybody getting out of the NFC except for Seattle or New Orleans. The rest of the teams are pretty weak. So, like, to me, the reason I want to see the Ravens play the Bears, one of those teams is going to move towards clinching a playoff spot, whereas the other looks like they may not get into the playoffs. So I consider this to be almost an elimination game. That's why I think it's a good game.
Bears just completely on a downslide. Ravens, if they win, 5-5. I know last week we said if the Ravens beat the Bengals, they have a sliver of life. And if the Bengals win, that's it for the Ravens. They've snuffed them out. Why does it feel like the Ravens beating the Bengals and suddenly the Bengals are just dead? Like the Bengals, it isn't one loss. The Bengals just seem out of it. And the Ravens seem way more alive than I was initially going to say. Cards-Jags might be the worst game of the week. We're skipping that. Redskins at Eagles. I think this one only matters. Again, I'm tapping out on the Skins. This is not me as a fan. It does matter, though. As a playoff picture, if the Eagles beat the Skins, Skins are done for the season. It's that simple. There'll be that many games behind the Eagles, and they're sure as shit not getting a wild card berth. Browns at Bengals. Same thing. If Browns can win, they're suddenly, I think, a half game behind the Bengals. They'll be 5-5. Bengals will be 6-5.
Yeah, so that's a huge
game. Huge. That's huge. And Browns are my secret shame. Whatever. I enjoy watching me a Browns game. Lately, they got a good defense, man. I'll watch the Browns any day of the week.
Yeah, now they don't have a moron playing quarterback. So.
Yeah, I enjoy me seeing Campbell doing something somewhere. As long as it isn't for the Skins, I'm happy with it. We mentioned before, Jets at Bills. Jets are on their lose week, but the Bills are the Bills.
Hey, two rookie quarterbacks going head-to-head. It's almost like you're back watching a college game. There's a bit of excitement there that like just gets me half-chub, man. I don't know. There's something about it.
Saturday on a Sunday. Shit game of the week number 2, Falcons at Bucks. No one gives a damn. No one gives a damn. Lions at Steelers.
Intriguing. It's intriguing. Like I think the Steelers
Lions
will lose. I want them to lose,
Lions
but
could so lose.
I would never put money on the Lions.
Lions
just never.
Could so lose. Not putting money like you said, but they could so lose. Raiders at Texans. I was wrong. Shit game number 3. Although I do like me that new kid.
I'll say this. If I lived in one of those two regions, like one of those two TV regions, I would watch that game.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
That would be fun. It would be fun to watch. I just wouldn't
Nothing else
to
for
that
Rivera broad doing some cha-cha dance after her brother scores one. Chargers at Dolphins. Shit game number 3. Let's just call it like it is. We finally, 4 p.m., Niners at Saints. I love that one.
That's the game to watch at 4. Don't waste your time on any of the other shit. Don't listen to
John. Vikings at Seahawks. I don't care. Packers at Giants. Don't really care.
Good. Oh, before the game, before the show, you were threatening to want to watch that. I was like, come on, man.
I was just saying it was kind of interesting for postseason implications.
Ugh.
That's all.
Ugh.
But no, why would I want to see goddamn, again, Rodgers-less Packers against the Giants?
Matt Flynn's preseason game, is that what that is?
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Exactly. Like what you said earlier, it'll just be watching RG3 in game 1 all over again.
Ugh. Might be an interesting second half, I'll give you that.
8 p.m. 8 p.m., you've got the Chiefs at Broncos. I think maybe the first time ever a 9-0 team playing their week 10 game has been down by over a touchdown ever. Only 4 times before has a 9-0 team been like a dog by more than a touchdown. And it was always like week 15, week 16 when it's like, we're sitting everyone.
I mean, come on. They almost lost to the Bills, who had their 4th string quarterback in.
I'm going to go bold right now. You ready for it? You ready for it? Chiefs win. Peyton's dinged up. I think they fuck him up more.
I don't see it happening. I don't think that defense is that good. It's overrated at this point because I haven't played a competent offense to date.
Well, I just want some drama on the show. Chiefs
right.
win. Chiefs win. Do I really believe it? Eh. I'm gonna
Whatever.
Leave
you
it
love
hazy.
Andy Reid. You love Andy Reid. This
like
is
that
just
fat cum mustache fuck.
This is a complete biased pick on your part. I'm just
I
pointing
got love
this
for
out.
Real. Dude, I love Peyton more than anything. I love me Peyton Manning.
All right. But I forgot about that, too.
Yeah, that's my real man crush out of this. If we got two dogs
interesting.
Boner race.
I've known you for over two decades. Just learned something new about you. I had to assume that you just were that much harder for Andy Reid.
No. Peyton's right. my man.
All right.
The way Don Geronimo felt about Brett Favre, I also felt about Brett Favre, but Peyton Manning as well. I think he and I have mutual crushes on those two. And last but not least, Patriots hosted by the Panthers. Looking forward to this because I really haven't seen shit out of the Panthers this year.
I am so curious about that game. That's going to be a barometer for both conferences, really. Like that's
why it's an awesome game. Like I was saying, there's how many games last week and the week before were we even able to call as, and I know call and call sound the same. That's C-U-L-L as in to pool. How many were we able to pull out and say this is worth watching? Not many. This week, I think you got four clunkers out of the whole thing? No, five. Still, there's a lot of games, man. That's a lot of good games left over.
I'm going to have to go red zone for the 1 o'clock games, I think, just to keep up with all the good stuff that's happening in the league.
Or just sit at Whole Foods like I do. Eating nachos made on a pizza tray. They take an entire bag of nachos, an entire bag of cheese, and bake it in a pizza oven on a pizza tray. And then you get blood under your cuticles because at the end, you're just digging the cheese off the plate with your nails. And the little jagged cheese crisps are jutting under your fingernails like Charlie's torturing you.
Dude, you
for fucking group positions.
Can you please go in like a half hour before the game starts, talk to the manager? Just see if like we can trade a little bit of an endorsement for free nachos. I would love some free nachos.
I'd love to. But we don't need the nachos free. They're that affordable.
Oh, wow.
At Whole Foods every Sunday. I love that place. It's great. I feel like the secret's gotten out. It's completely packed now.
But yeah, that sucks.
2 years ago, it was like having a catered time in your basement.
You could see, you don't watch college football, man. I've gone in there for college, like unless there's like a massive game, just like the game of the century or whatever else it is.
I'll randomly be in there to shop on Saturdays. It doesn't seem that much more open. I mean, it's a hit for college ball, too.
It just depends on what the game is, man, honestly. Like, it really depends on if you pick a time slot where the games are eh, you'll probably have a nice, enjoyable experience watching some football, like, just shoving delicious but healthy food in your face.
I mean, it's organic. I like how I want to pretend that organic beef slathered in cheese isn't going to ruin my heart.
Oh, this organic whole milk is so good for me. I'll just drink a gallon of it.
Might as well just suck on a cow's tit. I won't gain 40 pounds. Jesus Christ. You got anything or can we bring this one home?
Let's wrap it up, man.
All right.
I got to get on those power rankings for this
Words
week.
I hate hearing in the boudoir. Bada bang. You've been listening to Papa's Football Podcast hosted by me, John Papagiorgio, and Howard Flood sitting across from me. The show's website, pfpod.com. Go there every Thursday for NFL power rankings. Howard just brought them up. Again, they're live every Thursday. The show is randomly on Tuesdays, Mondays, Wednesdays. Whenever we get it done, I upload it within a couple hours. Also, check out my main site in papasbasement.com for comedy writing and my own podcast. And you've also got thespookiescomic.com, a comic that I write. Hopefully you can enjoy all of that and keep it all straight. Visit all them sites, pfpod.com.